Sometimes to look at the big picture, you've got to start small. Really, really, really small. Come on, let me show you what I'm talking about. You have to get down, all the way down to the body's protein level. That's where we're headed now.
Dulera contains formoterol, which increases the risk of death from asthma problems and may increase the risk of hospitalization in children and adolescents. Dulera is not for people whose asthma is well controlled with an inhaled corticosteroid. See your doctor if your asthma does not improve or gets worse. Perinatal hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy and hypoglycemia are some of the most common types of brain injuries. Neonatal hypoglycemia can cause abnormal myelination in parietal and occipital lobes. Congratulations, mom-to-be! You have a little one on the way and a lot on your plate. But with the My Baby app from Dignity Health, you can give your mommy brain a break and keep tabs on all parts of your pregnancy. Today, we'll be reviewing a case study on the combined cardiac effects of type 1 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and statin intolerance. If you have arthritis, staying active can help. Our Keep Moving online exercise program by the makers of Tylenol is easy to follow and can be done at home. Conjugated hyperbilirubinemia may be due to neonatal hepatitis or extrahepatic biliary atresia. At MD Anderson, our patient advocates serve as liaisons between the cancer center and our patients. Working with the patient, they focus on their healing process and survivorship and make a difference by removing barriers that can often impede patient care.